the Mind War. I'm your host, Decoder. You might know me from various other idiotic things I've done in the past, like Default Radio and the like. I'm joined here with hopefully what is going to be my frequent co-host, my man Roger Five.
Hey, what's up? You might also know me from other failed endeavors such as fucking Default Radio.
Yeah, shit like that there.
Yeah.
And of course, recording, as always, Doug the Engineer.
The main man behind the fucking computer.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. Doug's the man. But anyway, as I said, this is The Mind War. And what we're going to try to do with this little radio program here is discuss current events, shit that matters to you and to me and to everyone. And it's really weird, Rigel, that the occurrence that brings me out of the woodwork, out of the basement, back in front of the public eye, is the re-election, or the election, if you want to be really cynical,
right,
of this of this cowboy Bush guy.
So does that fucking mean he can run again in fucking 08?
It might. He'll probably just fucking pull that shit. We don't even know. You don't know.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear the fucking shit? Speaking of all this and fucking just jumping right into it, they're talking about how, like, fucking Jeb Bush might fucking step in and for Cheney in 06 because Cheney, you know, is like fucking halfway already in the fucking grave and shit.
Bush and Bush?
Yeah, which means fucking in 08 it'd be like Bush again.
God.
Yeah, fucking, think about it, man. Fucking, like, 16 years of the Bush family we could be fucking looking at. All because everyone in fucking America is all about this fucking get out to vote shit.
Yeah, you know, what I don't understand, right? What I don't understand, and, you know, I'm going to get into voting in a little bit. But what I don't fucking understand is how 53 million people in this fucking country could vote for this guy. Now, I understand, okay. I'm going to be really diplomatic here. And I understand you have a high percentage of people who are, you know, hardcore Republicans who don't really give a fuck who is on the ticket as long as the Republican Party gets in there. That's understandable.
Right, but not fucking 53 million of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're... fuck! Don't even... I mean, the Democrats, they picked a fucking bad dude. Kerry's a fucking retard. They had 100 million people they could have picked better than him. You don't think Dean would have done better? At least this guy was out there screaming and yelling and shit. You know?
Or at least fucking Hillary. I mean, what the fuck?
Even Edwards by himself.
Right.
You know, this Kerry guy, like, I watched his concession speech, right? And this guy is absolutely devoid of emotion. Like, you don't understand, like, how this stone-faced motherfucker, when at his concession speech, everybody's fucking applauding, and he's like, thank you. I love you. It's like, really? Is that how you say it to your wife, too?
Oh, shit. Well, they would have had better luck fucking even with fucking Gore. Because at least by now, Gore's probably fucking pissed off.
Yeah, it's unfucking believable. It's unfucking believable, man. But anyway. God. I'm gonna get into voting. This is why we're fucking doing this thing. Because I think that the fucking system and the goddamn media and everything else is so god-awful fucked up in this country that people just don't know what the fuck is going on. So much so that 53 million of these motherfuckers voted for George Bush. Right. I mean, I can't run out of bad things to say about this guy. I could say a few good things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a liberal by any means. I don't know about your political inclinations there, Rigel, but I know I'm not a liberal by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I'm fucking pretty totalitarian, actually.
Yeah, so don't... yeah, I'm a fascist. Don't think that this is a liberal radio program that you're going to be listening to. This isn't motherfucking, what's that thing with, what's his name from Saturday Night Live? Franken. The Franken Factor.
Off the hook, what?
Off the hook. Yeah, don't think this is a liberal radio program. It's not. This is just, this is fucking reality. This isn't liberal, this isn't conservative. This isn't anything. This is just fucking the goddamn truth. This is the mind war. Not the mind fuck, which is what you'd be getting for 4 fucking years, and you're going to get for 4 fucking more.
But this it's going to even be better now, because they control more of the fucking respective portions of the House and Senate.
I know.
And furthermore, we're getting those fucking I mean, you know, this is all well talked about, but we're getting those fucking Supreme Court justices who are all about ready to, like, keel over and die and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to fucking just see fucking more and more of, like, it's going to be fucking bad. Like, you know, I mean,
yeah, things are going to get, things are gearing to get really fucked up really quickly. And, you know, what the weirdest thing is that things change, that, you know, I wouldn't say it's slow, but it's not quickly. Things change at an okay pace, right?
Right.
But the people are so just concerned with these small things, little things, mostly their own, you know, personal life, which is understandable, that they don't notice what goes on. And you can't really notice how different it is today than it was, let's say, 10 years ago. Unless, I don't know, you've been in a coma for the past 10 years and woke up and just said, holy fucking shit, what the hell happened? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but when you live it, you don't really notice the dramatic changes. But, fuck, it's too much to talk about, not enough time. To get into a little bit of I can't even fucking think. God, it's like 3:45 in the morning here on the East Coast. Well, this is pre-recorded. Hopefully, in the future, the Mind War will definitely be a daily live program. We're thinking about something along the lines of midnight Eastern time. This is, of course, the pilot episode. This is episode zero, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know.
Anyway,
yeah, thank you. Thank you for adding your 2 cents right there.
Right, indeed. But no, fucking, it's totally understandable, man. This whole fucking shit is pissing me off, too, because, like,
I've been mind-fucked. I can't even think.
Yeah, fucking go out and fucking vote. So, what the fuck? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, voting. Okay.
Backfired. I mean...
I live in New York State, okay?
Right.
Do you think my vote counts?
Hey, I live in fucking Washington. Do you think my vote counts?
No. When you live in a state that's obviously the overwhelming majority of fucking people are going to definitely vote a certain way, your vote doesn't count. Now, if you live in a state such as, like, South Dakota, and I'm not even talking these so-called swing states for this election. I'm not even talking about that. I'm not talking
about fucking Michigan, even.
Yeah, a state where maybe you don't have as many electoral votes in these states, but the difference is that when, like, what was it, like 62-something% fucking in New York, always, you know, always votes Democratic. And, of course, 62% this fucking year, Kerry. So if I went out there and voted for Kerry or voted for Bush, do you think my vote would have mattered? No, but it would have mattered a lot more if I lived in somewhere like fucking South Dakota or New Mexico or Iowa. And it's not even, like I said, it's not the fact that any of those are swing states. It's the fact that there are a couple of 100,000 registered voters, and it's divided. This country's motherfucking divided. You know what I'm saying? The only reason that 62% of fucking New York votes Democratic and voted Democratic in this past presidential election, but it's that what causes that is that all these motherfuckers in New York City, major urban areas, are more likely to vote Democratic. Look at the results for fucking D.C. There is no backwoods of D.C. You know what I'm saying? It's all fucking urban. And what were the figures? 90%?
Right.
For Kerry?
It's interesting thing, because the fucking liberals, the Democrats, you know, like, want to preserve the fucking countryside. They want to preserve all this fucking, like, nature land. Well, like, when all the truth of the matter is all the fucking redneck motherfuckers live out in that shit. And, like, fucking the conservatives want to push forth, like, cities everywhere, in which cities traditionally vote Democratic, because, like, unless you live in the fucking woods, like, you're going to see some shit that's fucked up.
And you're going to know about it. And I'm not going to say that everybody who lives in rural areas is uninformed, but you're more likely to be uninformed living in the backwoods of fucking Kansas than you are living in motherfucking New York City or Los Angeles or Seattle or fucking D.C. or Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Right, we can exclude our listenership, obviously, because if you're fucking listening on the fucking internet, you know, I mean, you've taken steps to reduce your geographic isolation, but the majority of fucking people out there in the fucking middle of nowhere, like, don't fucking do this shit. You know, they're not fucking out there.
I think even if we did talk shit about those states, I don't think we would be fucking isolating any listeners, whether they live there or not. Because if there are people out there listening to this that happen to live in some god-awful place, you know what I'm saying? You'd probably know it's god-awful, too. And you're probably taking steps to remedy that, to get the fuck out of there, most likely. No, don't get me wrong. I don't really like New York anymore. I really want to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not going to be South Dakota, unless, of course, like, I don't know, maybe there's a fucking higher percentage of really hot chicks that happen to live there, and I don't know about it, then I might, but other than that. But then again, when I think about it, shit, maybe I should, because then maybe my motherfucking vote would count, you know?
Right.
And what it comes down to is, I didn't bother voting.
I didn't bother voting. I didn't vote either. Which, you know, a lot of people are going to fucking criticize and say, like,
yeah, people can criticize all they want, but you know what? My vote would not have counted. First of all, I would have voted for Kerry, number one. This is the problem. I would have voted for Kerry, even though I don't like him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's
the point
that I really, really don't like Bush. And I know I'm going to get fucked with Bush, but I'm not 100% positive that I'm going to get fucked with Kerry. You know what I'm saying?
Bush has already shown you over the last 4 years that he's going to fuck you.
Yeah, and I know.
You don't fucking know.
Yeah, Kerry, you don't know. I'd rather take my chances than the sure thing I'm going to get fucked, you know? So, but that's not the point. I live in New York fucking state. If I voted for Kerry, it would have been, I already knew he was going to take New York. There was no question he was going to take New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
it's like fucking same thing with Washington. I mean, they might as well fucking call Washington like the day before. You know, Washington, duh.
They might as well have called it 10 years ago, no matter who was going to run. And this whole lesser of two evil things, that's another fucking problem. And this is the thing. I don't vote because I'm lazy or because I'm uninformed or because I don't care. It's my own form of fucking political protest, okay? And if people want to agree with me, you know, the whole world doesn't have to agree with me, and I'd be much fucking happier if they didn't. You know, that's the whole point of a free and open society, is that everybody has their own opinion, you know what I'm saying? But the problem is, when people criticize others' opinions, that's not really letting them have their own opinion. It's trying to diminish their opinion. So when I say that I don't vote for because of political protest, because I don't like the way the system works, and I think it's totally fucked and screwed, and I'm not going to participate in it at all because I don't want to fucking even be partly responsible, I feel that voting, I would have a hand in this horrible shit. And I want my hands to be fucking clean at the end of the day. And people would say, well, that's fucked up. You're just as bad as the guy who sits down and doesn't vote at all. And this is what I say to them. You are the same motherfuckers that will say when in 2000, anybody who voted for Nader voted for Bush. And they helped him get into office. And that's not the fucking way it is. If you thought that fucking Nader was the best man for the job, then you should have voted for Nader, even if it did help get Bush in office. And believe me, I'm not happy that Bush was in office, and I'm not happy that he still is in office. But if you thought Nader was the best man for the job, you vote for him. That's it.
Right. Well, you know, the thing about it, too, is that, like, everyone always discounts that argument, the fucking political dissident argument. And the truth of the matter is, like, I don't fucking vote. I'm a registered voter, too. And, like, I don't vote, and I make sure I'm registered so that, like, my fucking number actually counts in terms of not voting. Because
as a not, yes, exactly.
Like, fuck it. I mean, like, seriously, like, there's... I'm not interested in this fucking hierarchy that we have, in which, like, there's a bunch of fucking people who, like, are always in power, like, regardless of, like, who the fuck you actually think is actually running the country. I mean, like, look at it. I mean, fucking George W. is fucking, or George Bush's son is fucking president. Like, wasn't this
fortunate son, man. Fortunate son.
You know, and, like, fucking, like, they're talking about how fucking Jeb Bush might step in as a fucking vice president and then run for fucking 08. I mean, what the fuck?
It's just what the world needs.
Didn't we wage this, like, fucking heinous war, like, a couple hundred fucking years ago against this place called, like, I don't know, Britain? Because they had this fucking king?
You're like, oh, hey, King George the First, man, that's what we got right now, King George the First.
Yeah, and no shit. But actually, King George the Second, actually, really.
Well, yeah. Well, the other one was kind of ineffectual. He wasn't, you know, let's get down to this Bush family. Let's get into this, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care what anybody says. Let's get fucking into this.
Well, you know, it's fucking interesting, too, because, like, fucking, you remember what Kerry did back in the, 70s, was it?
What? Like, what's that? What are
Kerry
you
was the, Kerry was the senator who exposed the Iran-Contra affair.
Yeah, this was in the 80s. Iran-Contra was in the 80s.
Right, it's right. That's what I was thinking. And, like, George Bush, rather, Sr., was the fucking, like, head of the CIA at the time.
Yeah, George H.W.
But it was essentially the guy that was fucking laundering all this money.
Yeah, I mean, don't think that the head of the CIA wasn't a little more fucking in control of what was going on in U.S. foreign policy than motherfucking Ronald Reagan.
Right. That was a bunch of bullshit. Like all them, like being like, I don't remember, and like I like that was a bunch of fucking crap.
And everybody gets pardoned. They all get fucking pardoned. Fucking H.W. Daddy Bush, we should refer to him as, and you know the current president, Baby Bush. That's what most people do, and that's what I feel is correct. You know what I'm saying? Daddy Bush got into office and pardoned these motherfuckers, most likely because if they were forced to stand trial and be on the fucking stand under oath, they would have probably implicated him. You know what I'm saying? Of course you. And look, this is what happens. Iran-Contra. Ali North. This is my favorite.
Yeah.
Ali North is my favorite. This guy, only the second guy in history, well, the second known guy in history, to attempt to stage a military coup of the United States of America, right? Which, you know, isn't bad in and of itself when you really think about it. Like, it's bad. He's trying to stage a coup d'etat to overthrow the constitutional government of the United States of America.
But it's definitely not, yeah.
You could give your own opinion on that. What do you think that's bad? I think it's bad. But whether or not anyone out there thinks it's bad, that's one thing. But the fact that this motherfucker becomes a goddamn American hero after that, that's just like, you knew it was over then. You should have just fucking goddamn counted your chickens and packed your bags, because it was over at that point. That should have shown you that the American people are just totally mind-fucked. They've been getting fucked for years. They haven't got no lube, no reach-around, not even the simple common courtesy of a reach-around. Nothing.
Right. Well, we keep on fucking... And the thing I've always had about it is that, like, the current system requires our volunteering to be submissive. Like, you have to fucking vote to choose the person who's going to fuck you. Like, what the fuck?
This is, yeah, you're volunteering. You're asking to get fucked in the ass. Hard. With no lube. And, you know, right. At least maybe the first Gulf War, maybe the reach-around was cheap gas.
Right, but like,
so maybe you got your reach around then. You got your reach around. Thanks a lot, Daddy Bush. At least you gave me the fucking reach around, because your son didn't.
Right, because I'd be fucking $50 a fucking barrel. Like, I mean, like, I don't fucking drive. I don't even own a fucking car. But that's not really the point. The point is that fucking gas is astronomically fucking expensive, and it's
that's ridiculous. We're going to have prices like they have in Europe pretty soon. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
We're going to be pushing.
They sell it by the liter, right? Roger, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. They sell it by the liter, but it's kind of the equivalent. Most of Europe, you know, is the equivalent of about $5 or $6 a gallon.
Well, it should be noted, too, that, like, most of their price actually comes from taxes.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
Whereas ours is going to be raw fucking crude price. And
look
go up, too.
Yeah, the taxes, of course, are going to go up. And look at the kind of cars that Americans fucking drive. Look at these vehicles they push around. Look at these fucking goddamn Suburbans and Hummer H2s and fucking all this nonsense. You think people in fucking Europe drive around in these goddamn George Jetson fold-up suitcase cars for no reason? You think they like them? Do you think everybody's on a moped because they want to look like a little pussy? No, it's because who fucking can afford to drive around? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I mean, I fucking see it every day. I'm on the fucking streets every fucking day in Seattle, downtown fucking Seattle, on the streets. And, like, fucking, yeah, like, all these people, like, one person in a fucking SUV.
It's ridiculous. And what do you need an SUV for? You know, not to get off topic, I've had this rant before on Default Radio, and I'm going to fucking just say it really quickly right here. These motherfucking soccer moms, they get these SUVs, and you ask them why, and they say, oh, I have children. It's like all of a sudden your kids can't fit in a normal-sized car. And the other thing is, oh, well, when I go grocery shopping, it's more convenient. Do you pack those bags of groceries up to the goddamn ceiling? I didn't think you fucking do. They're not packed up to the fucking roof line. You know what I'm saying? You could do just as well with a station wagon. You don't want
these...
Your stupid little excuses, they're not, I'm not buying it. Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, a four-door sedan seats how many?
Yeah, but that's not even it. They want to sit up high. They want to feel like the motherfucking king above everyone else. That's the only thing it is. When you drive an SUV, you want to sit up high. That's it. I sit up high. That's all you really care about, is sitting up high. You don't care about fitting your kids or motherfucking anything else. It's sitting up high. And I just don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But all these fucking new things, all the things that come out in the past 5 years, like Lincoln Navigator and Cadillac Escalade, do these things have four-wheel drive, right? What the fuck is the point of that? Have you ever in your entire life even contemplating seeing a Cadillac Escalade off-road?
No shit, dude.
I sure should have it. And what are you going to do with that four-wheel drive? What are you going to do? You're going to drive in the fucking snow? Yeah, that's an even bigger problem, because your dumb ass is going to be like, oh, well, I have an SUV, so now I can fucking drive as fast as I want. I don't care what the fuck, I don't care if you got four-wheel drive, 10-wheel drive, I don't give a fuck what's going on. Fucking ice is ice, motherfucker. And you're just more likely to crash driving like an idiot in your fucking SUV when I'm pimping around in my fucking rear-wheel drive fucking Swedish car, you know what I'm saying? Knowing damn well that I'm about to crash at any second, and at least keeping that in the back of my mind while I drive to ensure that I don't.
Right, so I'm fucking sitting there with my fucking, like, way too much torque engine on that fucking drive wheel that, like, I know is, like, I have a fucking, like, you know, whatever away from fucking spinning out right now.
It's just no good. And they flip over all the time. But you know what? Let's not even get into that. Because I was trying to get into this little Bush thing. Of course, H.W. Daddy Bush, fucking head of the CIA for how many fucking years? Iran-Contra, motherfucking Ali North, you know what I'm saying? And don't think, you know, let's be fucking fair, don't think Clinton did have anything to do with this fucking Iran-Contra thing. What do you think Mena, Arkansas was, what do you think was going on there? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I mean, Clinton was, he was a player in all this.
He was definitely, he was a big player in the Iran-Contra. Mena, Arkansas, of course, the fucking airport where a lot of guns and drugs were fucking getting moved. And if you think the fucking governor of the state, Mr. Bill Clinton, didn't have a hand in that, then you're fucking an idiot. And that's it. That's all you need to know. So he was in there, too. You know what I'm saying? And this Kerry guy, you're right. He's the one who's uncovered all this fucking shit. But no, no one cares. Military coup of the fucking U.S. trying to overthrow the constitutional government. Nobody really gives a shit. You know, not to mention all the Democratic senators and congressmen who were going up for re-election or going against the fucking incumbent Republican who was one of Bush's friends, and these motherfuckers happen to die mysteriously in air fucking disasters. It always fucking happens. You know, I could start naming the people, but it's not really a question of connecting names and dates. It's just a question of fucking, do you know about this shit before you voted for this Bush guy or no? Did you know about it? You ever heard of fucking Paul Wellstone? Minnesota?
I'm really fucking surprised at the American people in that, like, you know, there's this whole urgency to get out and vote, but there's no fucking urgency to get out and fucking be informed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just get out and vote. Just vote for someone. Don't know what the fuck is going on. Just get out and vote for someone. And let me tell you, two people that have a chance of winning is not a fucking choice.
No.
It's not a choice. I'll tell you what state that I've always been happy with. Fucking Minnesota. Because those motherfuckers are known to vote independent all the fucking time.
Yeah,
all the time, man. I think it was what year was that, 92, when fucking Ross Perot got like 24% of the vote in Minnesota?
Right.
Unfucking believable.
Well, you know, the thing about it is the two-party system is just a fucking lie to control us.
Well, it's not a two-party system. But fucking, if I recall correctly, the Democrats and Republicans were one party fucking at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, the Democrat Republicans, which were one party, and then like the Federalists and the Whigs and motherfuckers like that, you know? There's something fucking wrong, man. There's something really wrong.
Fucking Federalists coming back, in my opinion, but whatever.
I think we need something. Just a change, man. And it's not going to happen.
You know, if fucking the Democrats can fucking, the best they can come up with is fucking John Kerry to defeat the utter incompetent baboon that fucking George W. is, There's something fucking wrong. It's like, I mean, come on. Like,
there were better people than John Kerry. He wasn't very popular in his party. You know what I'm saying? I think they threw this shit away.
Yeah, I do too. I think they had what should have been a clear-cut win scenario. They should have been able to win just fine.
They could have put anybody in there.
Right.
As long as they had, if they were halfway charismatic, if they put anybody fucking with one-third of the charisma of fucking Bill Clinton, regardless of what I think of him and his policies, the fucking dude was charismatic, and people voted for him.
Right, yeah, they picked somebody who was, like, mildly as charismatic as George W., who fucking always had that blank, weird stare on his face.
He's, you know, I don't know, though, at least fucking when he says something, at least he shows some emotion. Not like this fucking stone-faced fucking Kerry guy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, fucking Kerry's got, like, no fucking personality in his face. He's a fucking retard.
And the thing
about Kerry is that he's been broken. Because, I mean, he brought up the fucking, like, accounting scandal that led to Iran-Contra. He brought up Iran-Contra. And the thing is, like, after that, dude, like, they fucking pressured him, man. Like, he was fucking pulling all the wrong strings. He was fucking going all the wrong places. And, like, he just fucking shut up and, like, didn't fucking say shit for, like, 15 years until he fucking ran for president. You
know?
Like, I mean, they fucking did shit to him. And, like, you know, it's fucked up. He was a fucking pawn.
Yeah, he probably was bought and paid for it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the man's got a fucking family. You know, I mean, like,
yeah.
He was fucking going around with the Iran-Contra shit. Like, he fucking, you know, the CIA was involved in that shit. And, like, you know, anyone who's going to fucking call me a conspiracy nut right now is probably fucking blind to the truth that, like, these people have fucking power. And, like,
what people keep throwing around this fucking conspiracy theory type of fucking argument, right? And it's like, I'm fucking sorry, the conspiracy theory is what you fucking see in the mainstream media every day. That's the motherfucking conspiracy theory. The fucking official story is 9 times out of 10 the one with the most fucking holes and the far-fetched version, you know? You're not looking for anything fucking besides the truth. And that's all you should be looking for. And if you can't fucking stomach the truth, then keep on lying to yourself and keep calling everything a fucking conspiracy. Oh, Iran-Contra never happened. You know, I mean, come on.
I mean, we could point out countless, like, 9/11, Oklahoma City bombing, fucking the Pearl Harbor incident. Like,
you could point out everything. It's not going to change anybody's mind, you know what I'm saying? If they continue, if they wanted to be informed, they would have found out themselves. Fucking, as far as 9/11, like, I could go on for days about 9/11. But right. All I'm going to say is that everything, anytime you want something from these fuckers who are investigating this, they always say, well, we can't release that. It's part of an ongoing investigation. You know what I'm saying? But any motherfucking tiny, tiny piece of anything that they find that will fucking back up the official story, they put it out there regardless of the ongoing investigation. And you know what? There hasn't been much of that. And if they had any, it would have been out there. If there was fucking videotape showing these supposed 19 guys, half of whom are still alive, which I won't even fucking get into. But if there was any videotape of these motherfuckers from fucking Logan Airport, they would have put it out there. But oh, strangely enough, Logan Airport apparently didn't have any surveillance cameras. And if you buy that one, fucking keep that head buried in the sand. You know what I'm saying? Because there's something real fucking wrong with you.
Right. Well, you know, another thing too, I don't know, you probably haven't actually seen it, but they actually released an unedited version of Osama bin Laden's little fucking rant and rave.
Okay.
And, like, it's interesting in that, like, fucking all the major media outlets in America fucking censored the shit out of it.
Oh, I know. I fucking know, man. And not only that, but who's doing these translations of what bin Laden has to say?
Yeah, dude, like, you know, fucking Cryptome. Cryptome, CRYPTOME.org. Fucking
yes.
Wonderful website for everyone out there. Like, the guy's based in fucking New York. He's an ex-fucking military intelligence officer who's just like, he's not fucking liberal, he's not fucking conservative. He's just
after the truth.
Right, right. He's just fucking like, holy shit. And like, he fucking got a hold of the actual, like, a decent copy of the translation of it. And like, I was fucking going through it with the one on like CNN and like, they fucking took out all this shit and were like, he was just like, oh yeah, and then like, remember when Bush did this shit back in like fucking, you know, Afghanistan? Like,
oh yeah, they don't want to hear about that shit. They really don't want, and you know, to be fair, once again, because we're not fucking trying to down fucking Republicans or Democrats, Jimmy Carter is the guy who set up the fucking Mujahideen. I'm fucking sorry. He's the guy who did it. You know, so, a very ineffectual president, and he's the guy who set up the Mujahideen, whatever.
Yeah, well, it's because there are no party lines in terms of the control.
Yeah, this isn't a question of liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. This is a question of fucking you and those who control you. And that's it. And if you feel that you're not fucking controlled, then, you know, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you could live your life every day fucking with that peace of mind, because I fucking can't. I sure as shit can't. And I don't know whether it's because maybe I'm crazy. Probably because my eyes are fucking open and I have functioning neural pathways in my motherfucking brain. That could be part of the problem.
Right. And like, you know, I mean, well, it's pretty obvious, at least to people who think about it, that like, you know, the system of hierarchy is in place and that like, it's been continuing for fucking centuries.
You know, there was a fucking John Lennon song. I forgot the exact lyric. Doug, maybe you could be of some help here.
Yeah.
There was a John Lennon song, and I forgot the exact lyric, but it was something about, something like, you think you're free, but you're just you're still just a peasant as far as I can see. Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't recall, but it's something along those lines, and he was fucking right. You are still just a peasant as far as I can see. Don't talk about, I don't know, like, what we consider freedom in the U.S. I really don't. I don't know whether it might be a point of view argument. You know, it could be one of these things where it's type of maybe a comparison. Like, you're not shackled up in a cage. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're right. So I must be free. Is that it? Is that what we're trying to say?
We don't have fundamental Islamic people here, but we have fundamental Christians. There's a fucking difference between Islam and Christianity.
Yeah, there isn't. Oh. They're all the same religion. I mean,
wait, there's one more fucking prophet in Islamic faith than there is in fucking Christianity.
No, you know what the difference is? That fucking, at least these Muslims know that Allah of Islam and God of Christianity are the same motherfucker.
Right, right.
The Christians are apparently either unaware of that or, once again, just keeping their heads buried in the sand and hoping that fucking it's not true and it'll go away.
Right, and for the record, Yahweh is the same thing as God.
Well, it's not even Judaism, Christianity, Islam, these are all Semitic religions. They're all fucking same. The only difference is, fucking, the Jews haven't got their prophet, or their Messiah, as I should say.
They do say that he is coming.
He's coming. We're waiting. They're waiting, I mean. Fucking the Christians, they had Jesus, and the fucking Muslims said, oh, Jesus was pretty cool, but fucking he wasn't the Messiah. It was this Muhammad fucking character. But what else? Is there any other difference? No.
Indeed. Like, well, even Muhammad granted relevance to the fucking first two books of Christianity, you know, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Oh, most definitely. But Christians and Jews wouldn't recognize the fucking, the Quran at all for anything.
Right. Well, I mean,
it's blasphemy as far as they're concerned. Let's go on a new crusade is all we're fucking thinking about.
Right, well, you know, people fucking forget that, too, is that, like, you know, I mean, they say, like, all these fundamental Islamist people are so horrible, but, like, hey, you know what, like, fucking remember the Crusades, remember fucking...
I don't know, let's think about it. Their religion, Islam is about 500 or 600 years younger than Christianity. Yeah. What the fuck were we doing 500 or 600 years ago, fucking, as Christians? What were we doing, what were the fucking Jews doing 2,000 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, let's see, 500 years ago, or around 500 A.D., Christianity was, fucking killing every single person who resembled themselves. And then wiped out the Gnostic phase, except for the small tome that we found in Egypt in 1947.
Yeah.
They got rid of the John the Baptist cult. Well, actually, they got rid of them around 200 A.D.
I'm talking about 500 years ago, 1500 A.D.
Oh, 1500 A.D.?
Let's start burning witches at the stake, fucking... What else could we possibly do?
People don't realize that the last person killed for the Inquisition was in 1892.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
They think the Inquisition was like this, like, fucking 2 or 3 year stint. Now, the fucking Inquisition happened for 1500 fucking years.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, this isn't anything new. People kill each other because of their fucking religion. Okay, that's it. And that's all, it's nothing new. You know, we already know about this. We should, at least.
Right, well, the thing is, it's fucking suppressed. People don't fucking learn about this shit.
Well, yeah, just because they don't slap you in the face with it, you know, it's nothing, this isn't like hidden or secret knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's right there for the learning, for the taking. You just have to go fucking care enough to fucking actually look into it. You know, read a fucking book one day and stop watching Fox News or CNN and stop listening to what they tell you in fucking public schools where all they're trying to do is indoctrinate you and fucking get you ready to be fucking just a cog in the machine. You know what I'm saying? They're not trying to teach you anything. Not anything important, at least.
You know, stop watching the fucking Daily Show and laughing at fucking Jon Stewart's jokes.
Right. Well, actually, no, you can't do that. It's still funny.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're at 30 minutes.
We're at 30 minutes? Well, it doesn't matter how long we go. This is just a fucking pilot. Oh, God.
Well, I don't know what we fucking call it, rap and fucking shit the shit out of.
Yeah, I don't know how well this has gone. I really don't. I don't know how we're going to, you know, I'm sure it's going to be quite easy to do this every day, whether or not it's not a content issue, once again, for the listeners, because it's kind of, you know, just to let them know.
I'm sure the fucking current administration... And, you know, enough shit's already happened where we...
Oh, yeah, no, we won't run into content. We could do this fucking 24-7 for the next 1,000 years and just talk about one subject, like, I don't know, 9/11, and probably never run out of anything to talk about. But the issue with this being a daily information program is just whether or not we're going to fucking be around. It's not a question of content, it's a question of what we're doing in our actual fucking real lives, you know. I wish I had plenty of time to do anything every day. I wish I had time to fucking to continue to do default radio. I wish I had the freedom to say some other things, which I don't feel that I do at this particular juncture, you know. But
yeah, we gotta fucking do the shit live so that like fucking there's
this is gonna be live. Let me explain once again while we close this fucking thing out. What this is going to be about. The program is The Mind War. Doug, have we secured the domain since this is only like
yes,
an hour after we thought this up?
Yes, I registered it.
Okay, themindwar.com is secured.
Thank you.
The domain is registered 1 hour after I dreamed this fucking little thing up. It literally, not figuratively. I literally fucking had a dream that I wanted to do a daily, informative news program. Just get the word out there. It's like there's something really fucked up going on. Please look and notice. You know what I'm saying? Roger, you're going to be available fucking daily like that?
Yeah. You know, fucking the old lady left me and talking news.
Yeah, well, that's how it's going to go down then. That's going to be it. Fucking Decoder Rigel 5, Doug, we're going to have, and believe me, you're going to hear. You're going to hear a lot of people on this show. Trust me. You're going to hear voices that you haven't heard for quite a while. Mine just being one of them. But people are going to come through. We're going to have the whole world coming through on this.
We're going to get some fucking other people probably no one's ever heard of before, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get people that you have heard of, people that you've never heard of, people that you heard yesterday, people that you haven't heard for a year. We're going to get everyone doing this fucking thing. Because you know what?
Is this still going to be like a politically incorrect kind of setup?
It kind of, yes. Yeah, we're going to... And you know, that's a good idea, Doug. That's one thing I didn't think of. We're going, in the future, we're going to have people with different opinions than Roger Five and myself.
You and I have different fucking opinions.
Oh, yeah, on many things. You know, we can find common ground. But we're going to get people with very different opinions than you or I. But informed people. Not somebody to come out here and just say Bush is great. Somebody to come out here and fucking tell us why. Give us their fucking reasons.
Right.
And just hear us scream at them on how they're wrong. No. Maybe not. But something like that. The intro music, just in case fucking people, anybody's even still listening to this, like I said. The intro music was KMFDM, Search and Destroy. What was that? Wouldn't that come out, like 93?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, we don't
that.
Fuck okay. around with modern music. You know, before, just on a lighter note, I was talking to a particular female friend of mine there, Rachel Five, and we were trying to figure out any good bands that came out in the past 5 years. And we could only come up with one.
Which was?
The Strokes.
Okay.
You think of any band that has come out in the past 5 years? And not a band that got popular in the past 5 years, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
System of a Down.
Right, which?
Well, they were up before 99. They were up before 99, so fuck that. White Stripes, they're pretty good, but they were up before fucking 99. Name one band in the past 5 years. That doesn't count. And their version of Imagine fucking, I don't even want to think about them anymore.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible, man. But anyway, name one band that's come out in the past 5 years that's good.
I don't think I can, man. All the music I listen to is like fucking mid-80s, early 90s.
That's what I'm saying. Send us email. Anybody out there listening, name a good band that came out in the past 5 years.
I'll listen to it and make fun of you for it, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll make fun of you for it because so far I can only think of the Strokes. And the Strokes, it's so weird. The Strokes are weird. Let me tell you why. Here are fucking a bunch of fucking rich Upper East Side kids who make dirty garage music and actually pull it off and make a fucking completely tight fucking record. You know what I'm saying? The last people in the world that should have done that were five Upper East Side fucking millionaire brats. In case you didn't know, that's who they are. Trust me, these guys are come from a lot of money, the Strokes. But this is the fucking mind war. This has been the mind war where you don't get mind fucked.
Right,
that's it, mindwar.com. Send all email to, for now, unfortunately, you're going to send all email to fucking, you know what? Doug. Douglas.
Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, Doug, remember that email address that you got me the other day?
Yes.
Send all email for this radio program, whether it's for me, whether it's for Roger, whether it's for Doug, whether it's for all of us collectively, or anybody else that you think that we know that you might want to say something to, send that to themindwar@usa.com. You got that, Doug?
Yes, I got
it. An address that doesn't even exist yet, but it should by the time anyone hears this.
Oh, yeah, and what's his face? I'm fucking terrible with names. Who are we applying to right now?
What happened?
Who
Rant Radio?
Yeah. Hey, who's the main man behind that? I was just going to fucking be like, you know, you should like,
Well, Sumerian, I guess. Sumerian and Smokehouse is the program director.
Okay. Yeah, you should fucking let us know.
Smokehouse is the program director, and Sumerian does pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little fucking late night talk show would be fucking great for the fucking rounding out the shit, you know, fucking daily, probably not on the weekend.
Yeah, and what are we going to do? Like a half hour, maybe an hour, however long it lasts. We're going to try to make it at least half hour, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to try to make it at least daily. If you don't hear us one day, you know what I'm saying? That's because, you know, we have other shit to do.
Right. If you don't hear it for like 2 weeks, you might want to start worrying.
Yeah, exactly.
And
believe me, I'm going to attempt to make this a little more successful than the daily telephonic default program that I attempted that lasted for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
this is hopefully going to be a little more successful than that. Another thing I'm going to try to do is, I know people don't want to hear me fucking every day, you know. So hopefully other people will be able to pull it off without me. In case, you know, I definitely have a lot of real life bullshit to deal with.
Right, and that note, like, hopefully when that happens, like, I'll do a better job than, I don't know, default radio happened to happen.
Yeah, you know, hey, things happen. Default radio may even come back one day. You never know. And don't think, just because of this episode, don't think this particular show isn't going to include topics of technology.
It will be retarded.
Yeah, if you don't think that, you're stupid. It's gonna include technology. We're gonna talk about that shit, but it's not gonna be a hacker, quote unquote hacker show. You know, we've transcended this dumb shit. So, I guess we should just give shout outs before we fucking leave. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna play for the outro music, but you're probably already listening to it, and it's probably KMFDM. And not to swing on those dudes' nuts, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? They're one of the best bands to ever fucking exist, so fuck you if you don't like them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Shout-outs to fucking KMFDM.
Yeah, shout-outs to Sasha. We're going to get him on the show because I'm sure that he would have a lot to fucking say. I'm going to send him an email. Send Sasha an email. He should have been on Default Radio. We use their fucking music so much. Just like, send him an email. Say, you know, we've been using your music fucking without permission for quite a long time.
Well, I'll go put his fucking radio on his door.
Yeah, just fucking go over there, man. Just say what's up. Maybe he wants to come on. So, I don't know. Give some shouts. Roger, go ahead.
He only lives like fucking 5 miles away from me.
Yeah, go fucking talk to him, man. Tell him what's up. Tell him to come on the Mind War. Be part of it.
But no, see, shout-outs to fucking the Project Nexus crew, as always. Fucking,
Most staff.
I don't know. Fucking White Sword for, like, remaining quiet this entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wrap that.
Oh, yeah, shout-outs to our live studio audience, if any of them are still here, Avid and Royal and Whitesword, and Julie, the former host of Radio Free Cambodia.
Rudy!
Are they even still here? Julie.
Remember, you guys are muted.
Our live studio audience is muted. Anyway, any more shouts? Avid.
Not really.
Anybody? Rigel, shouts. Doug, shouts.
Oh, yeah, fucking Rubicon forever, fool.
Oh, yeah. My shouts, pretty simple. Shouts to my man, Duel. Duel is the fucking man. Funny dude. Of course, shouts to Not Theory. One of the craziest, most elite motherfuckers in the world. Everyone knows that, though, already. Everyone's already recognized that, like, Not Theory is, like, elite.
And, you know, he's a cool guy, too, because, like, fucking at Death Island, I was all fucking, like, mind-melting and shit. And fucking watching that movie Primer, for which, if anyone has an opportunity to go fucking see, go watch it right now. You know, he fucking, like, kicked it with me the whole time and fucking made sure I was all right, and that's way fucking cool, and I totally owe him, like, a six-pack and shit.
Yeah, no doubt. Not Theory is one of the coolest guys around, and, of course, like I said before, one of the most elite motherfuckers out there. And you know what? Shouts to everyone in my little absence over the past couple of months, a few months. Shouts to everyone who's fucking shown me support, number one. And huge shouts to everyone who's come out with their own media, with their own television, video, radio, you know what I'm saying? Whitesword and Doug, of course. Fucking my man Sub-Zero, who I had the opportunity to hang out with at fucking Hope for a little while. Fucking doing, what is that, Geek Love Radio?
Right.
Yeah, shouts to fucking the dudes at Infonomicon. Shouts to Kizzle, Uberlito, you know what I'm saying? One of the funniest dudes around. And anybody who I fucking missed, man, fucking shoutouts to all of you. And, of course, shoutouts to New York 2600, my man Epiphany. Fucking who I'm hopefully going to see, that's going to be Friday, as a matter of fact, a couple of days here. Yeah, just, you know, I didn't say at the beginning, but it's, what, November 3rd, November 4th, I don't even know what day it is, but it's something in November. This has been The Mind War. I've been Decoder, and I'll probably still continue to be Decoder even after this. Later.